listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the baby? Keep it real, take a red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Yes, that's right. You are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and I need to do a roll call here because I've been having some difficulties the past couple months. I do believe Will Turbot has been on the road auditing America all across, you know, the great lands, the great promised lands. And I'm not even sure if he's with us tonight. Will, are you there? Okay, so he's just going to be listening in to the show today because he hasn't had a great signal, I guess, going across the country here. So it is just me tonight. I don't think we have even Jema tonight, so let's see if we can get this show on the road here. Especially with the subject matter, I do believe I'm hearing about a subject that I never heard before, and this should be very interesting. I don't know what manosphere is, but we're gonna find out. So I will have to actually add our guest here and have her educate us, I suppose. So I'm going to do that right now. And we will go ahead and dive right into the show as I normally like to do. So, just to let everybody know, I do believe we have a JMO Patel joining in here as well. Since Will is listening in on the road, I do believe, Jema, if you can hear me, you will have to unmute yourself when you are finally situated, homegirl, home slice. All right. So, our guest is a little bit slow on the take here. So, producer Mike, if you can go ahead and get her via phone, that would be great. Yes, since her Skype seems to be, you know, Skype would be such a revolutionary thing if it can be used without problems. But hey, we need an international being able to call everybody. And you know, if you can call across state lines, long distance, unlimited for free with the new modern day mobile plans, why can't we call someone in China or you know, the UK with the same ordeal? We've got satellites that encompass the entire earth. That should be possible. Why are we all isolated? Why are we subjugated to the use of heavily censored, heavily monitored platforms like Skype? I don't know. But do I have my co-host here? Jema, are you there? Jema.
Hey, yeah, I'm here. How you doing? I want something here. Just, I'm trying to find something. Go ahead. Carry on.
Well, I'm just trying to see what's going on with you. We're supposed to be talking about something called Manosphere. I don't know if you know anything about it.
What is it?
Manosphere?
That sounds kind of, I don't know. No.
Okay.
What's your form, Evie?
Okay, I do believe we have our guest now. Thank you, Engineer Mike. So we're going to get into this thing here. I don't know what it is, so she's going to explain it to us. We have Naroki here with us. Did I say that correctly?
Yep, you're saying it right, yep.
Oh, you're a he. Naroki.
Yes, I'm a he.
Okay. I thought I visited your channel.
Naroki? Is it Naroki?
I go by Naroki5 on YouTube, but,
Yeah. Well, Naroki. I saw some of your stuff. It was, like, about feminism, and it was, like, videos with pictures of pretty ladies, and I thought I was going to have a hardcore, lesbian butch, ordeal going on here.
No. Oh, you killed his vibe.
I don't know what made you think that, man.
Oh, my God. Keep it clean, Jama.
What?
All right, well, let's go ahead and get into this.
We won't go into the double dose with the red lipstick and, never mind.
Oh, no, that's an second. That's just a visual I can do without, thanks.
Okay, well, let's go into this. You have me so fascinated and curious now. Let's talk about this manosphere.
Okay, so let's just start out with what is the manosphere. And hold on a second, I'm actually going to have, when I go on break again, I'm going to try to get to my headphones here. The manosphere is a collection of sites pretty much dedicated to men's issues dedicated to men's issues and did the differing strategies that men take to deal with these issues, and they fall into like four or five different groups. There's red pill, which is what you are and effectively what I am. There's men's rights activists, there's MGTOW, there's actual PUA, and then there's something called IPMOR, which I'm not too familiar with. And then depending upon whom you talk to, you can kind of throw incel in. I don't, but, some people do. But, yeah, and each one of them has a differing strategy on how to deal with the current gender dynamic. All right, like men's rights activists are actually attempting to change, get reforms and change to the system. And, like, there's a whole whack of issues, and trust me, man, we might be able to cover most of them in 2 hours, but, there's quite a bit of stuff to cover. And then there's red pill, which is actually a pretty broad definition. I mean, it goes from everything from, which is what I am, like your centrist who just doesn't buy into the system, all the way out to like the absolute hardcore conspiracy theorist. I've even encountered a guy who claimed that he was the originator of the red pill, who's actually a full-blown social justice warrior. And I'm like, when I ran into him, it's sort of like, yeah, you don't even sound like your red pill. And he made the claim that he was the original founder of red pill and it got hijacked. I don't know whether it's true or not, but yeah. And then there.
Well, what do you mean the originator of red pill?
He was the one, he told me, this is a guy named Martin Truther, and he told me that he was the one who came up with the original concept of the red pill.
Oh, wow.
This is like 2009.
He's not.
I don't think he is.
I'm actually in touch with the author, the real author who was suing the Wachowski brothers. Who came up with the movie The Matrix, which was originally supposed to be called The Immortals. So I can definitely tell you he's not the originator of the red pill concept.
Oh, well, I mean, actually the whole concept of the red pill, a lot of people think that it started with The Matrix, but the whole concept of the red pill actually started with a movie called Total Recall. you might recall that scene where
Arnold Schwarzenegger and
meeting with Sharon Stone, and the guy comes walking in. That's where the actual original concept of the red pill comes from. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people just associate it with the Matrix.
And I want to take a time out here really quickly here. Engineer Mike, I think we are supposed to be broadcasting on PSN as well. I don't know if you are picking that up, if we've got dead air or not. We need to get that going, please, sir. But yes, please go ahead.
And of course, and then there's MGTOW, and what MGTOW, and by the way, these groups all sort of overlap each other to a certain degree. MGTOW have just kind of looked at the system and have decided, no, the game is rigged, and I'm just going to walk over, take my toys, go home, you know. And there's a lot of misconceptions, which I'm also MGTOW, by the way. There's a lot of misconceptions of what people think MGTOW is and what MGTOW isn't. And then there's incel, which I don't know that much about because I was never an incel. And it's only tentatively tied in with the manosphere. It's generally, you know, and they're not generally particularly well-liked inside the manosphere. And then, of course, there's the pickup artists who basically try to manipulate, you know, play the rules and the system that's currently in place to their benefit, basically, to get a relationship and sex and whatever, right? And I'm a little bit familiar with them. And then there's IBMOR, which is, I'm not super familiar with it, but it's a black, it appears to be a black version of MGTOW, but I don't know that much about it, you know, because I'm not African-American or black.
The anti-simps. Is this the realm of the things that we're talking about here?
What are they called?
Anti-simps. I've heard of them. I have not encountered them, although ironically enough, I haven't actually posted it up at my YouTube page yet. But, I mean, I actually posted, I've recorded a video describing why men in the manosphere and why people, in general, dislike simps. You know, and it ties into, you know, that drive that men have for female approval. And, I mean, if it just simply stopped with just cam girls, that's one thing. But some of them have actually taken it a few steps further and have gone on to do stuff like actually get in the way of men's rights activists, dead bomb and death threats to men's events. Some of them are even, there's even guys online that actually... literal whole university class courses, like at Stony Brook University, you know, where they're attempting to profit off of, you know.
Well, that and for those people who are listening, they're confused right now. A simp, I must read the definition of that. A simp is a man that puts himself in a subservient or submissive position under women in hopes of winning them over.
Without that sounds about right.
The female bringing anything to the table, a man.
Okay, talk to me about this, V.
Well, it's a man that puts too much value on a female for no reason. A man who prides himself
no
with
reason.
Chivalry in hopes of getting sexual gratification from women. Basically, a square with no game other than rolling out the red carpet for every female.
Oh,
is a simp.
Okay, you
what's wrong with
you,
that?
Well,
we like red carpets.
You want to see a...
carry on.
Oh, if you want to see a really classic example of simping taken to an extreme, because there was one that just came out last week. If you, I don't know how much you guys know about Gamergate, but one of the guys who was the initiators of Gamergate, one of the guys who basically he simped out was a guy named Nathan Grayson. Now, he did a 3,000 plus word essay on a girl named Nico Lulf, and I can't believe it came out just in the last week or so. The Quartering did a full-fledged takedown of Nathan Grayson's, but I mean, if you want to see a classic example, a glaring example of simp behavior. You know, go take a look at that article. You know, that's simping taken to the extreme.
Okay. Well, this is, and I think we know those guys. I think, are those guys confused with the really nice guys? You know, and you know, we always hear that nice guys finished last sort of thing.
Well, it's, you know, there's, yeah, there is that whole nice guy thing. If you're going to be that type of, I mean, the difference between, say, the nice guy and the honorable man is that the nice guy is, he's simping out, basically, to try to get female approval and maybe get sex. And it's like the definition you laid out for simp is exactly what he's doing. You know, the honorable man will still help people out, but he will help people out because he wants to help people out, not because he expects a reward out of it or anything like that. I mean, it'd be great if he got it, but it's like he's doing it because he's helping men out because he wants to help people. He's helping people out because he wants to help people out, right? I mean, he's got terms and he's got limits and he's got boundaries and he will enforce them. You know, like the word no is part of his vocabulary, so he won't get stepped on. But I mean, if it's, you know, he will, like, the honorable man will help you out. The simp will do it with the expectation of getting some kind of a stroke out of a woman.
Gotcha. So what's a MGTOW?
Well, a MGTOW is, well, it's not a simp. I mean, there's three central tenets to MGTOW. One, it's a full-fledged marriage boycott. You can't be married and be MGTOW. All right? The second one is anti-gynocentrism, which is you're living your life on your terms for yourself. You're not seeking female approval for what you do. Now, that gets twisted around a lot. That's what it boils down to. And the third one is it's a male only thing. So yeah, there's no women in MGTOW, but it's not a sex boycott. It's not a relationship boycott. It's not men's rights. It's definitely not incel. You know, that's where a lot of the confusion comes in with MGTOW. The marriage boycott, anti-gynocentrism, no women in MGTOW. That's pretty much where it stops. And beyond that, like, opinions vary wildly. You can get everything, say, politically from your classical liberal all the way up to, like, your far-right guy in MGTOW. Like, there's not a whole lot of things that tie MGTOW together. But, I mean, what effectively has happened with MGTOW is they're taking their toll. They figured out that the system is rigged, and it is, and I can go into topic after topic after topic of how the system is currently rigged against men. And they figured that out, and they've decided, okay, the best way to win the game is to not even play and go play there by their own rules. However, in order to get to that point, there's a process called the red pill rage, you know, which is where a lot of that, well, I go on to Reddit and I go on to YouTube and I hear all these men venting about women all the time for a group that's supposed to leave women alone, you know, like they spend a lot of time talking about women. I got to point something out here about that because I've been in 12-step programs for years, okay? People.
Okay,
if you could do this
within the next 30 seconds because we got to go to break.
Can you
wrap that up?
I can wrap it up really quick here. People in NA and AA talk about their experiences with alcohol all the time, right? They still stay clean and sober. Yeah, same basic thing here. Just because they're still talking about women doesn't mean, you know, they're going to get involved with women. You know, because there's a unique gender yin and yang dynamic to social relationships and to pair bonding. And yeah, hopefully that covers you before the break.
Yeah, we're going to go to break, and we're going to talk more about this, obviously, when we come back. Stay tuned, guys.
Tired. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Yes. So, this is a fascinating subject, and I'm even more fascinated by it because it is covered as a red pill subject, and why it's a red pill ordeal, I don't know, we're going to get into that, but I definitely want to address what this thing is, what this MGTOW. So, we have something that... And I'm going to go through levels, because there appears to be a hierarchy of MGTOWs. We have a level 1, which is aware MGTOW rejects marriage and cohabitation of any sort, which might be classified as common law marriage, picking up for a single mother's children, or any action which might be used in court to turn him into her legal indentured servant. But still engaged in long-term relationships with strict guidelines set on females. And then you have the social MGTOW, level 2. Rejects all forms of long-term relationships with women. They only engage in sex, flings, and short-term open relationships with women. They are pseudo-PUA. They only use females for sexual purposes. Then you have the level 3, the civil MGTOW. We have, it says rejects all form of personal relationships with women, including dating, one-night stands, friendships, etc. Any contact with unfamiliar... Let me finish reading. Any contact with unfamiliar women is kept strictly professional at a minimum. Some MGTOWs might have a very few exclusive, close, platonic female friends. However, they're selected based on high intellect and loyalty. These MGTOW will only engage in civil activities that benefit themselves. Okay, and then you got two more levels here. Okay, we have level 4. Reject females entirely. Refuses to produce more than is strictly necessary for his individual survival. He will do as much work off the books as possible to avoid taxation and will remain in the lowest tax bracket possible without jeopardizing his quality, fun life, and accepting standard of living. He focuses on hobbies and traveling. And then last but not least, we have the level 5 MGTOW. We have the exile MGTOW. Drops out society altogether. He minimalizes contact with the blue pill world and seeks to further his own ends on his own terms. For all intents and purposes, he does not exist. An urbanite might keep to his own apartment, while someone further out may simply head out to the wilderness and go off-grid. Let's talk about extremes here. All right.
Okay. All right. I actually did a video on the level at the MGTOW Master Series. I don't know who came up with those levels, but I can tell you, based on what I know from inside the MGTOW community, that none of the prominent MGTOW that I, at least the ones that I know of, which would be guys like Sidney MGTOW, Sandman, Terrence Pop, Chris Cantu, DDJ, Turd Flingy Monkey, etc., none of those guys actually poos or promote this level idea. I don't know who came up with that, but I think that whoever did come up with that probably came up from that. He was probably at a very selfish and self-serving state of mind. This is one of these misconceptions, because it's ruled out a lot by people who aren't MGTOW as like this is canon inside MGTOW. It's not. You know, there's a few people who buy into it, and I see what you just read getting tossed around. Usually after they've been involved with MGTOW for a couple of years or for a few months, they figured out that level thing is not canon in MGTOW. It's not even like, okay. I completely, there's some issues in there that will tie in, you know, like, for instance, the whole concept of a level 5, but it's sort of like, you know, The whole idea with MGTOW is that you find what fits for you in your life. At least this is the way I view it. You go through a process.
Well, let's break that down. Let's break it down even more. We got to go to station ID, and then we'll come right back, all right? Broadcasting
Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. your life with Xtendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Xtendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Xtendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Xtendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Xtendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Xtendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
That's the most appropriate music right there. You know, I feel like I'm on Mars right now. You know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus, as they say. So, yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. Got Jane Vitale here. True. I know she is just...
this is true. I'm just listening. I need educated on this. I'm listening.
Well, and I want to say to Naroki here, the closest thing as a source that I'm finding about this is from a gym club, J-I-M, gyms club.
Oh, that seems to be... okay. They tell me, yeah. All right, because there's actually I actually did a whole, it's called MGTOW Masters Series Number 1, Resources for Men. I list off most of the MGTOW sources in there. Of course, it doesn't include the most recent edition of MGTOW TV, which is basically it's the equivalent of YouTube, but it just does exclusively MGTOW content. But yeah, I have a video I posted up 11 months ago called MGTOW Master Series Number 1, Resources for Men. It lists off literally every source that you could find. it kind of gives you an opinion upon which sources are best and which ones are not. You know, so it's, you know, it's not completely comprehensive, but I mean, it tells you which sites I would recommend and which sites I wouldn't recommend for getting information about MGTOW. I can tell you where you don't go to information about MGTOW, and this is probably not too much of a surprise, considering what I just heard on your commercials. Anything that comes out of the mainstream media about MGTOW is incredibly suspect. You know, you definitely don't go to feminist resources. There's also sites run by simps. One of the worst ones is the Good Men Project. That's definitely not a place you want to go. If you want, probably the best overall place I've found to go and get information for MGTOW is MGTOW.com. Or if you're willing to ask questions, you can try going to the MGTOW subreddit and ask if you politely ask questions. You know, you'll get some answers. Keep in mind that only... like there's this thing called the Red Pill Rage process, and only maybe currently about 3-5% of the men who've gone MGTOW have actually gone through that. So, you know, I can't vouch for the answers that you'll get there. But yeah, if you're interested, though, I've listed off pretty much all the sites that I could find. MGTOW Master Series number 1, resources for men.
And, so it actually means men going their own way, right?
Yeah. And I've also, in MGTOW Master Series number 5, MGTOW Levels, is the one where I discuss the levels. So it's me and Nihilist, we discuss the levels. You know, I guess you say, none of the prominent MGTOW promote the levels at all, because it's just like, I mean, they're not really workable and they're not functional, and it's like it's an externally based system. And you know, I've generally found that if you're going to discover yourself, you have to do a lot of inner work, you know, and you have to develop an internally based belief system, like self-validation from yourself, not have it based upon, and that's where the anti-gynocentrism comes in, not have it based upon whether some woman approves or disapproves of what you're doing.
Well, I know Jordan Peterson had took some flack from MGTOW because he basically trashed MGTOW, and he did another interview basically apologizing.
Yeah, he did. he does have a point about some individuals assuming, that's the thing about MGTOW, is that it's a very easy, there are individuals that have just assumed the label of MGTOW to cover up for deficiencies. Now, that's the thing about MGTOW, it's got such a wide, it covers such a wide swath, other than anti-gynocentrism, marriage boycott, and no women in MGTOW, there's not, like, I mean, from their opinions on anything can vary very wildly. Like some MGTOW are like full on celibate monks that don't interact with women at all. And there are some MGTOW that will still go out and have one night stands. But I mean, it's like and this is kind of where it gets kind of dicey, because it's like the number of precautions that your average male has to take on a one night stand, almost, at least with me, 90% of the time, it's not worth, because you got to keep track of all of this stuff while you're basically playing going through the mating game, so to speak, right? And it's mm-hmm. like, for instance, right, you know, like the whole definition of no means no. There's a book done by R.K. Hendrick. I can't remember specifically what it's called, but it was like how to avoid getting laid without getting screwed. And he lists off a series of points. And by the way, he's a men's rights activist, not a MGTOW. But if you want a good place to start about how the current gender dynamic works and how you can protect yourself legally, it's a book that I highly recommend. But literally, first chapter, point number 1.
no means no. And before I take it, no means no, period. That means that if you got half your clothes off and all of a sudden she says no, like, boom, you stop right there, you put your shoes on, you put your clothes on, and you leave. If she says no right in the middle of sex, then it's like literally, you stop right there, you put your clothes on, and you leave. And the reason why you do that is because, you know, basically what it boils down to, and this is something that a lot of men, I don't think a lot of men like to hear, but I think it's something that a lot of men need to hear. One phone call from a woman, or it doesn't even necessarily have to come from a woman, but I mean, one phone call from a woman, and a woman can literally turn any guy's life upside down. Just to look at what happened with Johnny Depp and what's going on with Amber Heard right now. Prime example.
Well, let's talk about what we know, and let's talk about what we know as far as this is concerned. Now, we know that there are the men out there. I know these people personally. I know people who's happened to personally. We have the women who, for whatever reason, will pick up a phone, call police, say, "Oh, he hit me," when he really didn't. We have, and their stories are always taken over anybody else's. We have these men who are getting screwed in the courts as far as custody cases are concerned, and they're getting enslaved to the system, having to work two, sometimes three jobs to pay off that child support. So I believe these are the really two Kickstarter things that come to my mind. And is that what this is all about?
It's effectively, yeah, with MGTOW, it's like with men's rights, they're attempting to change that. PUA are attempting to play the system so that it doesn't happen. And MGTOW have just said, you know what, like, it's not worth the trouble. Just walk the fuck away. Take that energy and put it somewhere else. Right? So it depends on what you're talking about. But yeah, I know a couple of your listeners might not like hearing it. The moment you say "I do," when you get married, you've effectively become a de facto indentured servant to the state. And that doubles and triples the moment you have kids, right? It's like, at a whim, she can just make a phone call. She can just decide that she's not happy, you know. And it's like, and thanks to the Duluth model, which, by the way, is the standard for domestic abuse in, I think, most jurisdictions in North America, you know, the Duluth model is effectively structured around the fact that all domestic abuse is perpetrated by males, right? And so that's the model that most law enforcement and psychology and counseling places use, as far as I know. You know, and it's like, yeah, you're automatically considered the perpetrator. It's like, I mean, I've known two different guys, for instance, whose girlfriend or wife, like, literally started hitting themselves and saying that if one guy was basically told that if he left the house that she was going to beat herself up, call the cops, and said he did it. And he really had no choice at that point but to capitulate to her demands. You know, this is not uncommon at all, right? Unless you have video proof to counter her claim, the cops, as far as the way it works right now, the police show up, and if she makes a phone call, you get taken away in cuffs, period.
Yes, like, automatic.
The woman isn't even looked at. Yeah, and, you know, by the way, that opens up one of the other things that, again, RK had, I'm going to have to find that book and have to send you the link for it. What R.K. Hendrick talks about is, if you're going to get into a relationship, and this is one of the precautions that he recommends, is that you literally stamp and insure everything you own. So if something like this comes up and she tries to sell it, well, because a restraining order is almost always in place. And at that point, there's nothing that prevents her from taking literally everything you own. In fact, this has happened to a couple of guys I know, taking every single thing that he owns and selling it off and then just simply leaving. And there's very few legal repercussions on women for doing that.
Well, we are actually going to release a little something here because the owner of my media went through this very thing and basically, you know, got the criticism online. You know, the mugshot went around online. It's like, okay. We tell our side of the story, and you know, this woman will tell hers, and we let it go around for a while, and just, you know, basically everyone believed. Well, people believe who they want to believe based on their own agendas. If they've been slighted, you know, they'll believe one story over the other, this sort of thing. But we've just wanted to wait till everything just sort of died down, and now we're going to release the video because. It got to the point where this kept happening and started getting video recordings. And so the thing that happened from the video recordings, well, you know, without the video recordings, you know, handcuffs to jail every time. With the video recordings, the female was threatened by police after they watched the video recordings, said, "You ever call us again, you are going to jail. We're not going to listen to you. You're going straight to jail if you ever dial us ever again." And so we have that recording we're going to put out there. And to show men, you need to record your interactions with these crazy types, these females. You have to. We got to instantly discredit them and stop this as a weapon to be used against men. You know, this... Really, to be quite honest with you, fraudulent call, that's automatic arrest. I don't know why they didn't arrest this woman, but they should have.
Oh, it still is the model, but continue.
Yes, and so... we even got the footage because this individual went online, "Oh, he just, whatever, my apartment. No, the apartment was in this guy's name that you're trying to steal. You try to steal this guy's apartment through this stuff, and California law states that you cannot evict someone who, if they have any kind of charges against you, especially against domestic violence, it's an anti-retaliation law. You can't evict them. But after so much time went by, the eviction happened, and we have that on video too. The woman tried hiding from the camera and everything because she knows that from that moment she had so long to get the hell out of the apartment. But yeah, it got to the point to where, you know, and just a venomous type of person. Well, I've already got 3 evictions on my record. I'm gonna stay here till the police have to drag me out. And being California, that's 90 days. So I was supposed to end up moving out anyways and just letting her have the apartment, to which she had no money to pay for anyways. She was slumming off of the guy, which I don't understand women that feel like they have all the power and bringing nothing to the table. So really a disgusting situation.
Oh, I've heard versions of that. And oh, by the way, California is one of the least balanced states in terms of cohabitation and marriage. I don't know if it's the worst, but it's definitely up there. This is another one of those recommendations that doesn't get. That I think a lot of men need to start thinking about. If you're going to get married, for the love of everything holy, please go get married in a state that doesn't have lifetime alimony. Okay, Robin Williams was paying $1.8 million a year in alimony to his 2 ex-wives. That's something that is not generally talked about very much. He was paying one ex-wife $50,000 a month for probably in excess of 25 years. You know,
And you get, when a man gets past, say, the age somewhere between 60 and 65, you know, he just doesn't have the energy that he used to have, you know. So his ability to make more, to continue to be as productive as he was, it just slows down, right? But the current laws in a lot of states mean you still have to keep paying. Now, California is easily one of the worst states. Pretty sure almost every jurisdiction there uses the Duluth model. This whole thing with Johnny Depp, for instance, that all happened in California. I mean, the mountain of evidence that Johnny Depp has produced to vindicate him, you know, and the wheels of justice are still moving phenomenally slow. Like, Warner Brothers, like, when Amber Heard came out with her accusations, like, Disney was like, boom, like, right away, they fired him off of Pirates of the Caribbean. Warner Brothers, the amount of evidence that Johnny Depp has produced is, like, if Amber Heard, for all intents and purposes, unless you get a complete white knight judge, and by the way, you don't even want to get me started on family court. Actually, maybe you do, but that'll be for another discussion. Warner Brothers is alleged to be firing her, but they still haven't gotten around to doing it yet. Now, I don't know what Warner Brothers is waiting for, because, you know, at current growth rate, for instance, the manosphere right now is in, like, the total fertile male population of the United States and Canada. The manosphere comprises only about 1% of that population at this point in time, right? But the ideas and the concepts, like some of the stuff that I've been talking about with you tonight, that stuff is spreading faster than the actual numbers of men that are joining the manosphere, be it in whichever group they're falling into, right? So whether you know somebody directly in the manosphere or not, you're probably, and this is probably the reason why you ran into me, you're probably already, if you go even one or two steps out from your immediate circle of friends, you're probably going to find a guy that's involved in the manosphere, right? Like, and it's, at this point, yes. the growth of the manosphere right now is exponential, and it's going to continue to be exponential until the state either does something or it gets to the point. And this is where it is starting to go, right? Specifically with MGTOW. With MGTOW, they've kind of realized that it's sort of like, okay, you know what? The cavalry ain't coming. We're it. So we have to do, this is one of the reasons, for instance, why MGTOW TV got started, right? We just have to kind of go and form our own community away from the establishment, because we're clear that the reforms and the changes that are needed to be made aren't being made fast enough. Right, the men's rights activists are trying their best, and they have gotten a couple of little things done in the last year or two, but it's happening at an incredibly slow rate. And like the incident that you were talking to me about, I mean, those incidents continue to happen, and men are just basically falling through the cracks or basically being left in what amounts to a system of what more or less is, effectively it's slavery is what it is, or indentured servitude if it's child, they have to pay child support, right, for a certain period of time. And it you know, when you have conditions like that, and by the way, I haven't even gotten into all of some of the other issues around the manosphere, right? Yeah, no kidding, all of the groups inside the manosphere right now are growing at an exponential rate, and they are going to continue to grow at an exponential rate.
Okay, Naroki, we need to close off the show. Did you want to stay for the after show? My after show?
I can stay for the after show, yeah.
Okay. We're going to keep you on the line, but for the regular listeners here on RBN, and everywhere else, please give out your information where you can be reached or contacted, or you know, be able to book you, talk about this more, etc.
Oh, you mean to contact me?
Yes, if you'd like.
Okay.
Or just the website or whatever.
The best way to do it is, I don't want to give out my personal email, because among the other things that I have to deal with are, actually, I literally had to deal with it over the weekend. Somebody tried to blackmail me, I've had to deal with doxers. I haven't had any death threats yet, but I've had people try to physically threaten me, doxing threats, like all of the stuff that you hear about online, except for the actual death threat. I've had to deal with all of that. So, yeah. Best way to do it is to try to get a hold of me at if you go to my YouTube page, I have a whole theory. I post up the links to all of my social media sites at my YouTube page.
Naroki 5, correct?
Naroki 5, yeah. In all of them, I post them up on literally almost every video I do. Just send me a message on one of those, and I hopefully will get it sooner rather than later. I don't actually have a direct email at this point that you can contact me directly at, and I don't really want to give that out over the air. I don't get my personal email out over the air.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. That's fine. Well, we're going to wrap up for this hour. Guys, this is a very important subject matter here, and, you know, my show is usually based on targeted individuals, and we need to understand there's so many forms of targeted individuals out there. And this is just a blanket area. There are blanket areas we can target entire groups, and then you can target individuals within those groups. It's all politics, it's all social engineering, it's all even technological. So we need to learn about these things and learn how the targeting is shaping our society. That is the most important thing, because we have victims, we have slaves, and that's the whole point. We need to get people out of slavery, and, you know, it's taking people's lives. So with that said, I am your host, V. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.